And joining us once again is one of my favorite authors, Landon Beach. Landon, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. Exciting times, and it's been a great summer so far.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, for anyone who doesn't know Landon Beach, give us a brief history of what you've done and where you've been so far, my friend.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in Michigan, about an hour from where you're at in Taos, and I have a lot of family in Taos. It's like a second home to me. And I was a naval officer and then an educator for 15 years, and now I'm a full-time writer. And my first book came out in 2018, and that was titled The Wreck, which is set on Lake Huron. And what I've been doing is writing one book for each Great Lake.
Yeah.
And so we had The Sail, which was Lake Superior, and The Cabin on Lake Ontario, and The Hike on Lake Erie. And then I have one more in the Great Lakes Saga, which will be on Lake Michigan, and that's the Bay. And as you know, along with that, I've written a murder mystery set on Lake Huron called Huron Breeze. Mm-hmm. And then the book that we're going to talk about today, of course, is Narrator, which has a character who is from Michigan, but
yes,
it is really about the entertainment business. And so, yeah, that's been my career so far, and we're excited to launch the next book, and I'm writing away, sir.
You are, no doubt. Well, we're going to talk about Narrator, and, you know, for those who have not read your books yet, shame on you first for not doing that, but secondly, you mentioned about, you know, you're from Michigan, and a lot of the books are obviously based here, but I caught it, you know, in Narrator, there you still have that Michigan connection there, so you haven't gone too far from your roots, even though the story and the line of the book is a lot different from what you've written in the past.
Yeah, I always want to have that Michigan anchor,
yeah,
because that's my love, that's my home. But with Narrator, it's really an entertainment comeback story that has been in my mind for about 20 years.
Right.
And I studied film in college, and I've always loved the Hollywood mystique and classic film. And I've always wanted to write a novel, a thriller suspense, and in this case, a psychological thriller that takes place in the entertainment industry. But I could never figure out something new to give the audience that they hadn't seen before.
As
you and I have discussed before with some of your favorite authors, a lot of stuff has been done already.
Right.
And so really what it came down to was when I was an educator, I taught a short story called The Continuity of Parks by Julio Cortazar, and I had four films that were just in my mind at all times wondering how I might incorporate some of their themes, and that was Vertigo, Play Misty for Me, Misery, and A Beautiful Mind. And to answer your question, I didn't know what the story would be about that would make it new and interesting for audiences until after I released my third book, which was The Cabin. So we had The Wreck, The Sail, and The Cabin.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted Hall of Fame audiobook narrator Scott Brick, and he agreed to narrate my three books. And as we worked together and grew to be friends, and we're very good friends now, this is going to be our sixth collaboration together, I realized that I had the answer to my question, and I didn't think that anyone had ever had a main character in a psychological thriller suspense novel that was an audiobook narrator. And so that was the genesis of the idea and how it came to be.
All right. Now, leading with that, tell us about the story here. And I made the joke that you're reading a book about a guy reading a book, and that is the basic, but it goes much higher than that.
Yeah, so one, the challenge of that is the same thing about making an author your main character.
Right. Yes.
It's hard to really make it exciting because usually you're all alone in a room and, you know, you try to add in suspense like, oh, wow, I saw a pencil on my desk and here's a pad of paper. It's hard to do, but here's what I came up with for Narrator. And I said, what if we had a character named Sean Frost, who was a performing arts prodigy, who went to New York City, and he was a playwright and an actor, and he won two Tony Awards in his 20s. But he gets into the lavish lifestyle, and his flaws start to emerge at the same time that his brilliance does. And he has a near-death experience, and he to get away and get out of the city, and he travels cross-country to Carmel by the Sea in California, and he reinvents himself as an audiobook narrator. And as his limitless skills start to emerge, he just becomes an incredible narrator, well-known. His flaws start to emerge again. And then I'll kind of give you the tagline at the end, and I think we'll leave it at that for yes. readers to go with, and that is, then he experiences every audiobook narrator's worst fear. He is kidnapped by two obsessed fans determined to make Sean perform their novel. And then it says in italics, or was he?
Was he? Yes. And that
and
is
so
where it leaves you.
That's how it takes, and it takes off from there.
Oh, and it does. Trust me, it takes off. Those are the best words. It takes off from there. It is a great read, and you know what? You get so enwrapped in that character and what's happening that when you get to the end of the book, you go, oh, it's over, because you're just sucked right into it. Now, is the book available now?
And so it will be available on Tuesday, August 2nd. And I think for the first time ever with my books, we're going to be able to have a simultaneous release of not only the Kindle, but the paperback, oh. and also the audiobook performed by Scott Brick. And I've listened to his entire performance, and it is something else. I'm biased, of course, but I think it's the performance of his career. Just because I never saw him as Sean Frost. I mean, Sean Frost is a fictional character,
sure.
but I always thought that Scott Brick could play Sean Frost. And it is just an incredible ride. I'm so grateful to have worked with him. It was a beautiful partnership. And I think that listeners and readers alike are really going to be in for a lot of fun with a late summer psychological
sure.
Thriller. And so the Kindle and paperback, of course, will be available on Amazon, and the audiobook will be available wherever audiobooks are sold, because my audiobooks are wide.
Indeed. Now, we kind of hit on it at the very beginning because you mentioned The Bay, but The Bay is not what you're working on right now.
That's right. And so I wrote a mystery titled Huron Breeze, and that came out in December, mm-hmm. about 6-7 months ago, and got a lot of positive response from readers. And too, like we were discussing before, mysteries and romance books are the best-selling genres, head and shoulders above everything else. And so what I decided to do, because people like that so much, and I really like the characters, which was in the book Huron Breeze, there is an author who is trying to finish a 6-book series. And Huron Breeze is all about how she finishes book 4. And so my editor and I discussed the possibility that book 2 and 3 in my trilogy could be about how she finishes her series with books 5 and 6. And so right now I am writing Huron Nights, and that will come out in the late fall. And Huron Sunrise will be the final book in the trilogy. Again, a murder mystery set on Lake Huron in the mythical town of Hampstead, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And that will come out probably late spring. And then if everything lines up and the writing goes well, then I will turn my entire attention to finishing the Great Lake Saga with The Bay, which is, of course, set on
sure.
Lake Michigan. And I've joked with you, I have nothing against the Bay and starting it. I love the book, the concept of it, but some of these other books, like Narrator and Huron Breeze,
sure.
once you get that idea creatively, you've just got to go with it and write it. So I'm excited to get back to The Bay, and it'll be neat to finally have the Great Lake Saga finished.
We're looking forward to it, as we do with all of your works. Now, if they want to learn more about you, Facebook, website, how do they learn more about you, Landon?
Absolutely. So you can go to my website, which is landonbeachbooks.com. And there it has links to all of my social media. So I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and also it has my email address on there. And I love to hear from people. I love to respond. And so drop me a line, and I'd love to chat with you. And you can also sign up for my email list, and I promise not to spam, maybe a couple emails a year. And there's a reward for it, too, because I always have my books listed at a discounted price for my email list, when they're first available. And so it's a great way to get a good deal on one of my books when they first come out.
Very good.
That's how they contact me, sir.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it. Look for the release of Narrator, and we'll look for more great works, and looking forward to talking to you again. Landon Beach, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Oh, it's been great to talk with you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. Take care.